Welcome to Life Changers, a program designed to give solutions to the problems we experience on a daily basis. Your host is Dr. K.V. Abraham, clinical psychologist and a professor at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida. My name is Christina Varghese, and I welcome you to our program. Let's begin with Life Changers.
Here we go.
Did you know most mountains that people experience live in their own hearts and minds and not outside on a map or landscape? These are mountains that grow within us due to excessive worry and fear. The Bible talks about at least three types of faith that are tied to mountain experiences. The first one is mountain leaving faith, the second one is mountain climbing faith, and the third one is mountain moving faith. Again, mountain leaving faith, mountain climbing faith, and mountain moving faith. The reference to the first one is found in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 6, where we read, "The Lord our God spoke to us on Horeb, saying, 'You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them.'" As you would probably know the history of Israelites, they left Egypt and it took 430 years to reach the land of Canaan. The portion that I referred above explains the reasons why it took so long for them to reach Canaan. Now they have come to Mount Horeb and found it to be a very comfortable place, and they settled on one side of this big mountain. Mount Horeb shielded them from the rays of the hot sun and probably strong winds that hit on the other side of the mountain. Their stay on the side of the mountain was so comfortable that they did not want to move from there. So the Lord God of heaven spoke to them, "You have dwelt here long enough, and it is time for you to resume your journey so that you can go and possess the land that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Why did the Israelites stay back on the side of the mountain? Maybe they were tired and frustrated with their journey. Perhaps they became so negative about the future and gave up on their pursuit to make it to Canaan. Maybe they found the road to be too long and too tiring. This can be true in our lives too. Some things can become so hard and too long that we give up and settle for easy and comfortable replacements. We get so comfortable with certain situations in our lives that we stay there and do not move. As a result, the so-called comfortable zone may block God's plan in our lives. It has been said of eagles that the mother eagle will take apart the nest when the little ones are ready to fly. There is this story about two eagles flying up high in the sky. Although they were flying so high, their eyes were on the surface of the earth. Soon they passed by a turkey farm. They looked closely at all the turkeys in the farm. Soon they found a bird that was different from turkeys. To them, this bird looked more similar to an eagle than a turkey. They wondered how this eagle got there in the turkey farm and was walking and acting like turkeys. They formulated a plan immediately and flew down to both sides of this little eagle, lifted him up to the sky and said, "You are an eagle and you are not supposed to walk with turkeys." The little eagle picked up the skills of flying and from then on started flying with eagles instead of walking with turkeys. It is good to reflect on where we are in life to see if this is not all what God expects from us. We need to resume our journey toward God has ahead. Too many of us don't accomplish enough because we become too comfortable in situations where we are now. For the second point in this stage, I would like to refer to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, and we will read from verse 17. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills. Habakkuk the prophet is saying, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the field, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the land. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills. Prophet Habakkuk is sharing his confidence that when he goes through valleys, he will rejoice in the Lord who is his strength, and He will make his feet like deer's feet, and will make him walk on his high hills. This is mountain climbing faith. This is climbing God's promises and marching on by faith. I hope these words of Prophet Habakkuk will inspire you to climb your mountains by faith. My final point is about mountain moving faith. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20, For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Most of our mountains live within us. We have created them. They are our disappointments, worries, and fears. First, let us put an end to creating these monsters within us. The moment you realize that you're dwelling constantly on some painful situation, ask them to leave in the name of Jesus, and keep asking until they leave. This is a special announcement. During the summer, I will be conducting counseling seminars in India. If you are interested in attending any of these seminars, would you please get in touch with us? My email address is kvabraham@aol.com. Again, kvabraham@aol.com. My addresses will be given at the end of this program.
Oh Lord, You're beautiful, and Your face is all I see. For when Your eyes are on this child, Your grace abounds to me.
Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. KB Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. KB Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com. kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KB Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you.
And he says, my child.